the yin and yang of spring. Everybody's saying, oh, spring's finally here. Unless you have allergies, then you're going, spring's here. And Dr. Dworkin joins us now to talk about allergies. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
They're predicting it'll be a long and more intense allergy season here in the Northeast because of the early spring.
And Ottawa tends to be generally worse than a lot of other places. In fact, Steve, when people move to Ottawa, those people that really have never had allergies before or mild allergies tend to have it much, much worse. And that's a common refrain from allergy sufferers because Ottawa is in a valley. And so we tend to have pollen that sticks around in the valley a lot longer, doesn't really get blown out by the winds very well, and people do suffer. And especially in the springtime now, with starting a bit earlier, you're going to see the white fluffy stuff floating in the air very soon.
Yeah. 40% of adults have allergies.
It I guess to varying degrees. I don't know if it's that high in Ottawa. It's an estimate. I think this is U.S. estimates as well, but it's still quite high, and allergies can be anywhere from a mild stuffy nose, itchy eyes, itchy nose, asthma. It is a matter of degree. So, and some people don't have any of the itchy respiratory symptoms or eye problems, but they get skin problems. Some people get dry patches on their elbows as a result, eczema changes, and only for specific times during the year. So there are various different reactions that people will have.
According to this article that I read in the Wall Street Journal again, the warm temperatures also increase the concentration of mold, which is killed by the colder weather, and it comes back in the spring. And so they're saying the first thing we'll start to feel the effects from, if we're allergic to any of this, is the pollen from the trees, and then the grass and the flowers, and then the mold.
Yeah, and that's usually the order. And then ragweed, of course, from August through till October. So the treatments are usually used trying to circumvent or at least prevent things, start a bit earlier. So there are different anti-inflammatory, for example, nasal sprays that can be used, antihistamine nasal sprays, prescription nasal sprays that can help reduce the stuffy nose, curtail the reaction. There are drops for the eyes that are actually very effective for itchy eyes. It's usually one drop twice a day will do the trick. There are antihistamines people can take. And then there's also allergy shots. But the problem with allergy shots right now is that you really have to have prepared about 4, 5, 6 months ago before this season even started, because it does take a long time for those to work. You have to give shots very gradually, usually once a week. And you have to stay in the office after a shot for 15 to 30 minutes. So it's a lot of time commitment to do something like that.
Is it necessary if you're anticipating, you know, you're going to have allergies again this spring and the stuffy nose and the watery eyes and that sort of thing, do you have to start taking these eye drops or nose drops in advance, or do you just wait until the symptoms appear?
For the nasal anti-inflammatory medications or the nasal topical steroids, you have to start usually 1 to 2 weeks before the season begins, because it takes that time for the medication to work. For the antihistamines that you use, those usually are used a treatment in response to the reaction, and they work relatively quickly. So usually within a few hours, they start to work. So if you're going to use more of the longer-term medications, those that have more of a suppressive effect over time, those are the ones that you should be starting now. The antihistamines, you can certainly start, especially if your allergies are mild, you can treat it as it goes.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.